You are valuable. You do have purpose. You are not what they said you were. Prosperity will find you. You are successful. You are beautiful. Your past does not define you. The moment you decide to look outside of yourself for value is the moment you give your rights away to be authentically you. Your value is not in what your mother thinks of you, what your father thinks of you, what your family and friends think of you. Your value is what you think of yourself. That is the secret to authentically loving and being you. Hello, everyone. Thank you all so much for your support, because each and every person that listens to my show, I believe, are being impacted, and I pray that they are being transformed. You guys, are you ready to talk about identity? Because I am, with the hopes of helping someone to discover their true identity outside of the many titles that we pick up, titles such as mom, employee, daughter, wife, and so many other titles that we pick up. And listen, the world has a funny way in conditioning us to identify as someone that it wants us to be instead of who we want to be. And in fact, Gallup conducted a study that showed that 55% of workers receive their sense of identity from their job. Listen, 55% of employees receive their sense of identity by being employed by that company. And sadly, 42% of these results have been consistent throughout the multiple Gallup polls since 1989. Ooh, that is 34 years as of today. Since 1989, people have been finding their identity in jobs. And that saddens me, because for years, I searched for my meaning in a job, school, relationships, also inside of my parenting skills. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. So many of us are afraid to access our true identity because it would mean that we would have to do some inner work. And sometimes facing our ugly hurts. But let me let you in on a little secret. Our true identity is the key to open the doors that we've searching for. It's the key to authentically and fearlessly walking in who we are destined to be. Listen, in 2008, I was obedient to the word of God. He told me to move to Georgia. I had no idea why. However, I obeyed. And when I got here, I couldn't find a job to save my life. I came with a job, but I lost the job because I couldn't get assistance with paying for childcare. When I lost that job, I realized that I had nothing to do, nothing but time to think. And in the midst of that, I began to write books. And that birthed books within me. I became a published author. However, I still felt like I had no purpose. I started to sink into this depression because my identity was tied into working a job, basically exchanging my time for money. And as my journey progressed, I continued to go through obstacles that further distracted me from the word I received when God told me to move to Georgia. I started picking up my old habits, like going out to the club and the same type of friends, like hanging with females that gossip about each other. All of those different things, but just in a different body. And in 2023, yes, this year, I had this tugging in my spirit that I was meant for more. I knew that the life that I was leading at that moment was not what God brought me here for. I'm like, Lord, you could have left me back where I was at and I would have continued that path instead of bringing me to new territory and me continuing the same path. Listen, I didn't know myself outside of being a mother. And I had to really get on my knees. I will never forget this day. I remember getting on my knees and crying out to God, saying, Lord, I feel so stuck. I feel like I've lost my power. My anointing is gone. And let me tell you, I was afraid that my anointing was gone, because although I had no idea of who I was outside of my title of being a mother and an employee, I had a strong sense that my identity was tied in being a voice for God. And I never wanted to lose the ability to hear from God. That voice will come and put me on the right path. Although it was foggy, I still did not want to lose being able to hear the voice of God on my life. So that fear has stuck with me due to the identities that I picked up along the way on my journey of searching for who I was. Listen, this is where this episode is getting good at. Did you guys know that the enemy, the inner me, whatever you want to call it, is truly after your identity? He's not after your mind. He's not after your children. He's not after your finances. He's after your identity. Those things, your mind, your children, your finances are tied into your identity. But his ultimate goal is to distract you from your identity. And he distracts us with these many different titles that we carry. He wants us to forget about our true identity so that we won't be the person that we were designed to be. Yes, I want you guys to really think about this. The enemy has seen who you were stripped outside of those titles. And he's scared of that person. So his goal is to distract you and keep you in a place of complacency so that you cannot develop into the person that you were designed to be. Because in all reality, your power is in knowing your identity. And yes, even though you suppressed your identity for many years, putting on these many different identities, it's still in there. And my goal today is to give you the tools to access it so that you can authentically walk in who you are destined to be. Let me first say, lack of knowing your identity is the root of imposter syndrome. You must first know who you are in order to be who you are. And if you are only trying to eliminate imposter syndrome without first discovering your true identity, then you are sadly going to pick up another identity and start this cycle of imposter syndrome all over again. We have to first identify what self-identity is. And let me tell you, it is an internal awareness of who we are, where we come from, and also what is our purpose while on this journey called life. I believe that is critical for our growth in every aspect because you have a better understanding of your goals, your values, your boundaries, and it builds your confidence up. Listen, when you walk in a room of 50, 60 individuals, you can always sense the one that know who they are and that are authentically walking in their identity. The fruit will always show. So next, what I'm going to do is give you 5 practical strategies to discover your true identity. First and foremost, you have to seek a relationship with God. When you purchase something, it usually comes with a manual in order to put it together properly, right? Well, I know when I do, like a vacuum cleaner, basically anything, even our cell phones come with a manual. In order to get the full benefit of that product, you have to read that manual and put it together. And sometimes when we don't read it right or we don't understand it, we got to call customer support and we got to be like, hey, customer support, this product is not doing what you said it would do. So what am I to do? Listen, that's the same way that us humans have to be with God. Our manual is the Bible. It's the word of God. And our customer service advocate is the Holy Spirit that Jesus left with us. So listen, in order to get the best version of ourselves, we have to go to our manual. We have to contact customer support when we don't understand. And sometimes we got to escalate the call. God, I need you to send a physical person here on earth to plant this seed in me. Listen, because God is that faithful that he will do it. So you have to first and foremost develop a relationship with God and ask him to show you who he created you to be, because you will never know who you are, your true identity, without first knowing your source, who created you. The second thing you must do is nurture yourself. Begin spending your free time healing from past traumas, because listen, a lot of us forget that we have value and purpose because of these obstacles that we face in our life, and it make us feel like we are less than. And it's not just me. A lot of people that are under the sound of my voice have lost their true identity because of an obstacle that came in their life to destroy them and has kept them stuck. Life will cause us to feel worthless. And sometimes when we find our identity in our children, job, spouse, it makes it even worse, because when things aren't going right with those relationships, guess what? The first thing we say is, I'm not a good mother. I'm not a good wife. Was I meant to be a wife? Was I meant to be a mom? This job, I'm not meant to have a job this good. So when we place our identity in those things, we start to think that we're worthless when those things don't go the way that we desire them to go, or when it does not feel good, them uncomfortable seasons. Well, let me tell you something. I'm here to remind you that you do have purpose. Your life does have value, and your true identity is within you. All you have to do is make sure that you are nurturing the fact alone that your life has purpose. Read books that edify you, not books that edify the skills that are attached to the different identities we pick up. Oh, how to be a good wife. Oh, how to be a better mother. Oh, how to be a great employee. No, read books that edify you as the individual, because you as the individual have an identity outside of those titles. Listen to podcasts such as this, podcasts that edify the inner you. Take yourself out to eat, go for a walk, and just embrace all of you, every aspect of you, from the way that you breathe to the way that you interpret the birds chirping. Identify with that. Draw closer to that. Nurture yourself in every aspect. And number three, get planted. I believe that anything that is planted will bloom. So what that means is begin surrounding yourself with people that are authentically working on their identity, or those that are walking in their identity. And let me tell you something, you will know them by the fruit that they bear. I'm telling you now, when you walk in a room, you will always know the ones that have done that inner work. The conversations are just different, first and foremost. I had to join a faith center and join some sort of small group, which basically will help me to connect with individuals that's kind of on the same journey as me. Each individual will have a different journey in their own personalized journey when searching for your identity, because each and every one of us are different. We are all unique in our own right. We are all unique, which leads me to number four. Realize that you are unique. Listen, you have to realize that you are unique. Our sense of self-identity gets so easily altered by comparing ourselves to others. And with the world of social media, that is easy to do. So I want you to write down seven things that make you who you are. And listen, no matter how corny you think that it sounds to you, I guarantee it will be a blessing to someone else one day. But you first got to be able to walk in your true identity in order for another person to be able to receive the goodness, the thing you think is corny about yourself. You got to walk in your true identity. But write it down. Seven things that make you unique. I don't care how it sounds to you. Just write it down, please. For example, for me, what makes me unique is I allow myself to feel every emotion, regardless of how anyone feels about me. Listen, I let myself feel angry, sad, mad, happy. Whatever that emotion is, I allow myself to feel it, because guess what? It helps me develop a better understanding of myself and my reaction to obstacles that come up in my life, so I know how to handle them next time. So it ultimately makes you a better person, and it helps to identify your identity. So make sure you realize that you're unique. You were created as an individual that was destined to be unique from other people. And I want you to realize that, which leads me to number five. Realize your challenges are an opportunity to learn. Each and every one of us had to overcome a difficult situation in our life. I don't care who you are, how perfect your life is or was, life will throw you a curveball, and you gotta know how to handle it. Certain things are designed to break us. Certain things are designed to challenge us. And I want you to realize that each and every challenge that you go through in your life is an opportunity to set a healthy boundary, to see your strength, and to realize that your true identity is worth fighting for. Yes, your true identity is worth fighting for. And as a bonus, I want you to say to yourself, I am free to forgive myself from past things that have caused me to be bound. Yes, give yourself grace, because we are too hard on ourselves. And some of us know that we're too hard on ourselves, and we continue to do it. And then we run this rat race of why me, that victim mentality. Give yourself grace, because we are often too hard on ourselves. Know that some of our parents never knew their true identity, so we can't teach what we don't know. We can't give you what we don't know. So that's why it's important for us, everyone under the sound of my voice, to know your true identity, especially when you have children, because you're raising adults into this world. They will be adults far longer than they're ever children. You're raising them up, and you want them to be the best version of themselves. So you have to know your true identity so you can pour that into your children. And make sure that you're being patient with yourself. It took time to suppress your true identity, so it'll surely take time to discover and walk in it. And as always, remember, the many titles we pick up are merely a distraction to keep us from discovering our identity and accessing the power within within us. I like to believe that an identity built outside of God will delay your purpose, but discovering your true identity and walking in it will expedite your destiny. Thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. Take the seeds that are for you and leave the rest for others. That episode was so good. And as I was listening to the replay, I realized that I made a human error, you guys. I said 2008, God gave me the vision to move to Georgia, and the correct date is 2018. July 5th, 2018 is when I moved to Georgia, you guys. I am thankful for health in my body, peace in my mind, ears to hear, and eyes to see. I am thankful for hands to write, legs and feet to stand, and wisdom to understand the gems that were given unto me today. I am thankful that I can create a strategy that I can implement into my life. I am thankful I am divinely created for such a time as this. I will be thankful for the small things, because the small things are only preparing me for the bigger things that are coming into my life.